Now we left off on Thursday with a share wrap-up. Let's review how we got to the Rambam and then try to discuss the Rambam. The discussion of the Rambam came from the explanation of the Mishnah. Mishnah said, "Eidaydim nachem zaymer shiuzumas atzman." And you're not zaymerin on dash the bazinin say edus about gufan shalva edus. And we had two possible explanations: either that that's derech hakatzu, chiddushu shekidshu tayra. The whole parsha of Eidim zaymerin is a chiddush, like the Gemara brings the beginning of the Gemara. Two Gzeres HaKasus, or the explanation of the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos, which was that it's a Svara. The Rambam and the Ramban and the Chinuch says that it's a Svara, that whenever the subject of the Eidus are these people themselves, the Gufa Eidus, then the second pair are believed, because the second pair are Eidus, and the first pair are Balei Din, Balei Dona. And we always say trey v'trey when you have two Eidus against two Eidus. But every case of Zaymanin, you have two Eidus against the two Balei Din. Whenever it's two Eidus against two Balei Din, we believe the second pair, and that is the Svara of Eidim Zaymanin. That was the Hagdam. We had two explanations in how Zaymanin work, and I mentioned to you that the Lechem Mishnah learns that this is actually a machlaikis abaye in Rav. The Gemara Sanhedrin has a machlaikis. It's a zaymam of a mafreya who nitzal. Or no. I mentioned that first again. We had a case in Sanhedrin where Eidim say false Eidim on Sunday. And then, let's say on Thursday, they're Muslim. And the question is, did they become possible Eidim on Thursday when they were Muslim? Or do we say, no, they're possible from Sunday. Sunday is the day they said they're full Seder. Nafkamina would be, let's say on Tuesday, they said a totally different day. It's on Tuesday. And they believe. So Rav Shita was Eidzaimim Mekana Laba on itself. Rav held that the Eidzaimim only becomes possible from Thursday, from the day that he actually became possible in bed. And Abaya said, no. If they were zaymim them on Thursday, turns out what they said on Sunday was a lie. They're possible from Sunday. That was a bayah sheet. So the Gemara said that the svara is like a bayah taka. Svara, they should be possible from when they lied. They lied on Sunday. So we found out about it on Thursday. But the ma'isa, the svara should be, they should be possible from Sunday. And Rava argues because Rava holds a zaymim chidushu shekidshatayra, eloch avay eloch idushay. Rava said that since Eidim zaymim is a chidush, so he only becomes possible from Thursday. So the Lechem Mishnah says that they're arguing in these two things. Rava holds a zaymim chidushu shekidshatayra, and therefore he holds that's not a svara. Abaya says it is a svara. The whole svara that the Pirush Mishnah says is in Abaya, we talk a pasuk like Abaya in this case. So this is how the Lechem Mishnah explained the two ways to learn, that the two ways to learn are actually machlokes Abaya Barav. This is all, we spoke all this out on Thursday. And we came to the Rambam sheet. The Rambam had a case where somebody said Eidus, that let's say Reuven killed Shimon. And the Mazimin, not only were they Mazim the Eidim, they said that you witnesses were with us in a different place on that day, but they were also Maktish the Eidim. They also said that the murderer was also with us in a different place on that day. So the Rambam presented a case that was both Hazam and Akasha together. Hazam and Akasha in one package, that witnesses said, Reuven killed Shimon, and the Mazimin came, he said, Imanu Yisem, the witnesses, and Imanu Yisem, the Reitzeach, and you would have said it's both in a different place. Takazama and Akash. The Rambam said that that has a din of Hakash. Does not have a din of Hazam. There is only a din of Hakash and not a din of Hazam. The question is why? Why? If you're Mazim Aden, if you're Mazim and Makish them, more kulutic. Makes sense. You go to Tuwe and say, you were with us somewhere else, you're Mazim them. And you come, you say, you were with us and the Reitach was with us. It's more kulutic than an Azayim. This is Svara, the whole Rambam sounds like a teller to me. Now the Lecha Mishnah says that it could be this Rambam is probably in two ways for a Zaynim. If you learn Zaynim in his Xeris HaKosuv, so then the Rambam is not so schwer. Zaynim in his Xeris HaKosuv, so not so terrible. It could be the Xeris HaKosuv is only in this case. Zaynim. And if it's any other case, it's not going to finish your Shafit Shafar. Back in as far. Xeris HaKosuv. The Lech Mishnah says that you learn that it's Xeris HaKosuv, the Rambam is not so sure. However, if you learn it's Asfara, that Zaynimin moves, the Mazinin, I believe, because of Asfara, because they're Adim and they're Bali. It's Asfara, so then Asfara doesn't make sense. If the Mazim them, then it's Muzamin. If Muzamin and Akasha together, then it's better, and then I'm Muzamin. It doesn't make sense. This is the, if it's a Svara, so the Rambam is Lecharish there. But there are other caches on this Rambam.
So
we've learned to get the Tazel from the Akasha? Even if there's Akasha, that they're only Hazama, you bring the second here, not the first. If it would be anything else besides the Zeres HaKosuv, then we say it's straight to track. This was the issue that we had last week. That's the problem. Rambam and Pirshei Mishnayos when he told this tomorrow. The commission doesn't bring down the Pirshei Mishnayos, I don't know why. The Rambam only makes sense if there's a problem. There's a problem. There's a problem. There are a number of other kashes on the Rambam from Beferish and Gemaris that are combinations of Hazam and Akash. There are a few Gemaris. I mentioned to you three of them which are relatively easy. One, I don't remember if I mentioned this case Thursday, the case of Pliny Ravani Lassini. Mark Sanhedrin says that a witness comes into bed, two witnesses. One of them says, Pliny Ravani Lassini. Pliny was Mizana, it was me. Lassini. I did it willing. The Gemara says, Pagina Dibura. Whatever the case is, we believe it. You could say, Pliny, Chayim Nisa, he was Mizana with me. Or Mishkan Zaka with me. So the question is, if the Edim are saying Pliny Ravani, then how could you be Mazim these Edim? How did Edim Shatiyah Mazim? He said Sunday morning, Pliny was by Yomi. Now the Zeman come and they tell the witnesses, Manoah Yisem B'makam Pliny, Sunday you were elsewhere. If they're going to say the witnesses were elsewhere, they're also saying the Nibal was elsewhere. Every time you're going to be mazim them, you're not only saying the witnesses are somewhere else, you're saying that the Baal Dava was also, the Nirzak, or in this case, the Nirbal was also somewhere else. So in the case of Pliny Ravani, every Hazama is also a Kasha, be mazim Gufan Shalayden, and you're saying that the Baal Dava, that the Nirbal was somewhere else. But it means that when witnesses say that this beer took place Sunday morning in Brooklyn, we're saying it can't be, because the Nibbal wasn't there. Plus the Edom weren't there. For both. But not only saying, hey, if you weren't there, saying the Mike couldn't happen. So that's how Zama Bakfashion. But the item, you said Pagina Dibura, but the second witnesses are still saying that we know the Maisa didn't happen. Hazama, the second witnesses say Maisa may have happened, but you weren't there. Here they're saying that we know the Maisa didn't happen. What? So it's Shmuel and the Rambam, because we see you can have a case of Hazama that Chasha together, and there was Eid Shafi Yachal Azimah. Shayah Hazama. And for the Rambam, it's not possible to be mad at these witnesses. Because every case of Hazama will be Hazama and Chasha together. Second case, very similar. By the din of Mesis Umadiyah. Mesis is someone who tries to talk others into being Eid Shafi Yachal. So the Gemara says that Sanhedrin Tassam of Zion, Mesis Amar Lishnayim. If the Mesis walked over to two people and tried to convince them to be Eidah of Eidazara, Hein Hein Eidah, those two who he tried to convince, they're witnesses and they could say Eidah against the man that was Mesis. Hein Hein Eidah, they could be the Eidah, they could be Machayah the Mesis. What's the question? Exactly the same thing. If someone will say Mano HaYisem, they'll be saying both, that the Eidim were somewhere else and that the Maisa didn't really happen because the Nisus was also exactly the same kasha. Third kasha is from Makis Tatei, a case in the Gemara. One of the cases in the Gemara, Gemara says, two Eidim say, Lichad b'Shabbat of Gonav b'Tavak u'Machar. On Sunday he stole this animal and he shechted it, or he sold it. What did the Mazimin come? The Mazimin say, Lichad b'Shabbat ha'imanu v'yisam. You're with us on Sunday. And on Monday he shechted this animal. True, he did it, but he did it on Monday. Sunday you were with us. The problem is, perhaps the flock, that this is Eidei Hazama and Eidei Akasha. You're saying the witnesses were with us. And at the same time, you're saying that the animal was shechted on Monday. Now, if the animal was shechted on Monday, it couldn't have been shechted on Sunday. Why not? You're saying, right? The animal was shechted on Monday, it couldn't be shechted on Sunday. Because usually once you shecht the animal, it's dead. And once you shut down Monday, it had to be alive. So these witnesses are saying, you were with us on Sunday. And it happened on Monday. That means they're saying, we know the Maisa didn't happen. I think Gemara calls it Hazama. Why? It's true. They're saying two things. But the same with the Rambam. The Rambam said, they say the witnesses were with us elsewhere, and the Reitzeya was with us elsewhere. That's the same thing.
Yeah, it's the cases we bring down, it's actually the same thing.
Given in two first cases, but it's just will be shown in the Rambam for this case because it's similar to the Rambam. So these are three cases that everyone jumps on the Rambam with, and there seem to be problems. And I don't know, the Rambam, there are many terutzim on the Rambam Shita, a number of terutzim. And I told you once that when you see a lot of terutzim on something, it means no one terutz is a very good terutz. If Tzitzit has a kasha, he brings four terutzim, it means everyone in the terutzim has a problem. If there's one clear terutz, then you don't have to bring four terutzim. So here, there are a number of different terutzim, and it's not easy to explain around that. Maybe the easiest teretz is Rabbi Kidega's teretz. The stipler has a piece of Hedrus Simuches. He brings down Rabbi Kidega's teretz. Rabbi Kidega says, what's the Sfaras HaRabban? Why has Zalman and Hakfasha together? Is it not a case of Hazama? So Rabbi Kidega says, what's it do when you're Matzish Eidim? Trade a trade. If you're makdish other Eidim, it's two against two. So what's it do? It's a sotik. And this is really some kind of suffix, if we should believe the second pair of eyes. They're also mounted. They're also doing Hazama. Now, if they would just do Hazama, we would have no status about believing the second pair. But now that they're doing Hakash and Hazama, we also have a certain cloud of uncertainty. Because Hakasha means we're not sure if we should believe the pair of eyes. So that Hakasha actually makes it worse than Hazama. So the Kivayt is terrorist, that Hakasha makes it worse. Hakasha throws certain stakes on the people. The first egg and the tray to tray on something they're saying. The point to this Bukhara, there would be a different spot order. And the Rambam saying the same all in one Haggadah. This is Rabbi Kivay Gitzaris.
So
Hakasha makes it worse. They just
stop in the first pair. That's good, because then Hazama tells us to believe the second pair of the first pair.
Hazama tells us
to believe the second pair of the first pair.
Right.
Rabbi says that once there's been Hakasha, he has some input stuff in the first pair.
That's what I would think. Rabbi Kivay is a little. There's room to mean the fact thing, because they're Mazim and they're Mazim. Hazama, we believe the second pair, we say the first one's a lie. Hakasha, we don't know what to do. But if it's Hakasha and Hazama together, so we should believe the second and not the first.
How does Hakasha make the Reyes also the second pair?
Why does it make the Reyes? Hakasha is a topic.
Why should we believe one over the other?
Well, once we have the Hazama, which indicates that the first pair are lying, so why should we still believe the subject about the second pair?
There is a
raise.
Hazama tells you that
it's always
going
to
be
questioned
and
thankful
as well. It's like a
terrified. When it's a Zamarakasha, there is a level of raise.
How does the
Hazama say that it answer the Kasha from the Gemaras? So, on the first two Gemaras, it's not a problem. If the first two Gemaras, it's one Haggadah. Player of Amalek Sinai, the Zaymans say the Eidim will live us somewhere else. It's all one. There is no Hakasha. There's only one I got to say this. So there's no, it's a Hazama. From the Hazama, we see that they know the story didn't happen. But there's no tray to tray. There's no Hakasha that there's a tray to tray. At least the first two Kashas are not so shvet. Third Kasha from Knaas. More of a problem. Maybe a little more of a problem. At least the first book has to be. It's not until again that you mean what was the cash in the first place? The thing about the different shalaitis. That's good. If you say it, when those who ask the kasha were asking that, you say it to Svara, then the Rambam is wrong. The Rambam's psak would only be based if he says it's a kasha. He says it's a kasha, then it's shrek in these two cases. You're right, it's a Svara. Once you resolve that as a Svara, then the first two cases are good. You're right. Alright, so these are possible to Rustin. This is one terrace, which is a vegan terrace. There are other terutzim, like Darach Pitzlach tries to say that it's Taka Machlekes Rav and Abaya. Those Gemaras that don't stim with the Rambam will come out like Rava, and the other Gemaras will come out like Abaya. That's what Pitzlach wants to say. So these Gemaras here, Taka Rava Omar, at least part of the Gemara, the Plain of Ravani, I think, is Rava. But it also doesn't fit well. It doesn't. First of all, we pass them like those Gemaras, we pass them like Abaya. Second one doesn't fit well with the Lecha Mishnah. There are problems with all the terutzim. I'll tell you what my biggest problem is. Everybody struggles to say a Hesber in the Rambam. So the biggest problem I have is that I think I have a Hesber in the Rambam, which nobody says. And the way I would have explained the Rambam is that in order to make his Eidim who are Mazim and the other Eidim who are become Zayim. The Mazimin have to be Mazim witnesses who would otherwise be believed. In other words, let's say two witnesses come into bed. They say Reuven killed Shimon. Bezin sees that they're crying, the Pasulaitis, they said they're Haggadah, maybe it's even Nimrod again, but they're crying. Now my demons come, they're mocking them. There's no crying in there. But they were crying, we were going to throw it out anyway, the Dintayim. If any of them are no good, you can't be mocking them. There has to be agents that would have gotten away with it. They would have succeeded. And you mazen them, so there's evidence. In the Rambam's case, when you makish and mazen the first pair, even if you would not have been mazen them, they wouldn't have succeeded. Because when you makish them, you said the nirtzach was somewhere else. They wouldn't have succeeded. It would have been trey, would have been a suffix. They wouldn't have succeeded in their age. So now you're also mazen them. That's not evidence. They're not witnesses that would have otherwise been successful in Darak Oda Seydus. Negoteris? That sounds like a terrorist to me. I don't think anybody says it, unless someone says it, I forgot. But it sounds to me to be a good terrorist. No?
When
is when you mazim Eidim, that would normally win. They would normally get away with it. If you makrish them and mazim them, so without the Hazama, they wouldn't have gotten away with it. It would have been trey anyway.
Man, not
so, what? Well, certainly, if you bring it together, the Vasachas, like the Rambam says, say the Vasachas, Atem, Behanir, Klas, Oya, Yimono. Well, this should be a good terrorist of the Rambam.
When you master it, it's not good.
Well, the Maitre, they wouldn't have been successful in killing the Nida. They said, when we kill Shimon, if you master them, they're not going to kill Lulu. It's not quite the same as Trident.
You're not saying you've got no problems.
True, but still, it's not the same as Trident, but still. The Aegis would not have been successful in their Haggadah. So if you imagine them, don't give them cash and dollars. They won't give them success. Okay, so this is all tumult over the Rambam. There are a few tumults on this. Let's find the two Gemaras. They're both, there are two Gemaras really in the rest of the Amid. And each one of them has like one kasha that stands out. Let's try to see the Gemara. Menani Mili, Amar Vazid, Amar Klahi, Shekhar Va'eh, Shekhar Anu Va'achit, Ashut Shaka Gufi Shalaitis, Tiber Bishmal Tana, La'aylik, Be'sara, Ashut Tisra Gufi Shalaitis. Okay, that's all to do with the Mishnah. The truth is, the Oracle now points out that it's a very strange Gemara. It says Menani Mili, it brings two Terutzim. One is an Amayla and one is a Tana. Very strange. It brings an Amayla, Rav Adar, Amakra, it brings a Tana. Rabbi Shmuel Tana. Usually you have a Tana and a Amayra, you throw out the Amayra and you stick with the Tana. What? But it's still shred. It's a problem here. The Gemara is a problem. So, and whoever answers this says it must be we need both Kedavis HaKos. Why do you need both for? So one of the terutzim that they say is that one pasuk comes to tell you the din of Eden Zayin. And the extra pasuk, Darsha there says, comes to tell you the Rambam's din. That if it's Hazam and Akasha together, it doesn't have a din Hazam. It has to be Lana's boy, Sarah, it has to be about him, and him alone. So, the Shverer Rambam, Darsha there wants to answer and say, that's Akasha, that's Utsukim. So one pasuk comes to tell you the definition of Zayin. And the second part that comes to tell you, the Rambam din, that it has to be Zayinim only, Lana is Boy Sarah, only Gufa Shalaitis, Mafuke Gufa Shalaitis plus. Maybe this on the next one. The Rambam says Zayinim in general is the Sarah. But the fact that the Hazama and the Akasha together does not have a Hazama, that he wants to take there as a cause. Two people come and they say that Reuven killed Shimon on the Mizrach side of this building. If it's visible, it ain't Elozainim. We believe it. And why not Hari Elozainim? Shita, what's a Kiddush? This is a famous Gemara. All the kids who learn Marcus remember this, right? Yeah, man. I was in 7th grade and 8th grade. You remember Mahir Bali, Yabari, and Gamal Pirsa. Imagine the Gemara that you might think with Faishish they have, what do they call it? Not actually vision, telescopic vision, right? They can see far. So to Mashmalan, the same thing a second member. Amr Abu Hoshnaim, Amr. The Surah, the Tzafra, the Chabi Shabbat, the Osmani Fanesh. Hoshnaim, the Amr, the Tanya, the Chabi Shabbat, the Mani Fanesh, the Hardar, Chazir. Even Tzafra, the Tanya, Mati Yazul, the Surah, the Hardar. If they could travel from one place to the other, lay out his eyes, lay out his eyes, shoot them. Now the same alechus, the gamla percha kamash malan. The gamla percha means like super speed, that they can go so fast. So I would think it's like shishvira kamash malan. Yes. Oh, that's the first question. Why don't we just take them there? Let's say they say, I couldn't see, I'll prove it to you, let's go and do it. So what do you think you then would be in that case? Of course, if they're going to say, let's try it out, I'll prove to you I can see, of course, or they'll show them the Gamla Pircha, there's nothing to talk about, then it's proof. So must be talking, but they can't prove it. What? Right, must be they can't prove it, for one reason or another. They say, I had this Gamla Pircha and it died. I had this great vision and my vision went bad the last few days. So they can't prove it. So what's the shayla here? What's the Gemara talking about? Gamla, what is a Gamla Pircha? Let's say Surah, what's this? What is it? Surah Nardar. Let's say to get from Surah to Nardar in that amount of time, you have to go, pick a number, you have to go 50 miles an hour. Let's say there's no camel in the whole world that goes 50 miles an hour. So is there a chiddush in this Gemara that would not chayshish that there was such a camel? Ridiculous, of course. It would be chayshish for something that doesn't exist. Elamai, there are such camels. Let's say the maximum speed of a camel is 50 miles an hour. There are a few such camels, you know, they run in the Preakness or the Derby, and they, you know, there are such camels that can go that fast. But there are only a few such, camels. Most camels can't. So then, a man comes in, he says, no, I had a gamble trip on that day. So why should I believe him? Why shouldn't I believe them? These are two Aedim. So then Aedim say, we were in Surah, Aedim say that we saw Reuven kill Shimon in Surah. They say, what do you mean, you and Nardar? So yeah, we took the Gamla Pircha. Why should they be believed? Why should they? When they come into Bezin, they say, we saw Reuven kill Shimon in Surah. They have to tell Bezin all the other things they did that day. So because they didn't say it, they're for the Chayim Nisa. We don't believe it. What? The Mir. So Aedis can't say Aedis about a Mir. No, Aedis, not Bali Gom. They come and say Aedis, Rubin Kil Shem and Asura. Why can't Aedis say something unusual happened? What? No, they're saying we went on a camel. We saw Rubin Kil Shem and then we took a camel to Nardar. Why can't they say that? They're Aedis. They come and say Aedis, Reuven killed Shimon. They're saying, yeah, we were in the morning, we saw Reuven killed Shimon, and then we took the camel and we went. What? You might say, if the Reyes said that they didn't tell the Gamal Pirsa story, so why did they have to tell it? Lamaisa, it's a machlekes rishayim. Taisus and Yavamis Dav Kufta Zayin says that in Achinami, if they tain it, we believe them. In Achinami, if they're going to tain it, we had Gamla Pircha, we had Nahir Bariya, sure believe them. Our Gemara is talking that they didn't tain it. That's the shita of Taisus. Why should we tie it with them, the Tyrat? Right, that's one second. So the first sheet is Taisa sheet. Taisa says that they tie it and believe. The Ramban sheet here in Agam Aras, quoted in the Ritzvah. The Ritzvah quotes Taisa too. The Ritzvah says, even if they tie it, they're not believed. They're not believed. It's too ridiculous to believe. And the Ritzvah asks the Kasha on Taisa. What? I would have thought that we would believe such a thing, Kamash Malan.
You don't believe in it.
I'll tell you the truth, right? I talk about understanding the Ramban. Ramban says that it's too ridiculous to believe. I don't understand it. If it's physically possible, why should we believe Hagen? That's right. Ramban is not so satisfying. Why should we believe them? What? Okay, good. One second. So the problem with Tysus is, Tysus, if they kind of we believe them. The problem with Tysus Shita is that we're talking about getting people to Nisa. Right? These two witnesses say Reuben killed Shimon. Now, what they're saying is only true if they had a Gamla pair. Because the Gzeres HaKasav, the Yitzilai HaEda, now we kind of for someone who's going to be Chayav Nisa Tanina. Someone who's going to be Chayav Nisa, we kind of for him, any kind of we can think of. So if he would say Gamla pair, if they believe, so why should we say Tanina? This is the Mitzvot Kasha on Tysus. Why should we say Yitzilai HaEda? We should say Tanina. No, Tanina doesn't mean that we're going to kill the other person, but we should say maybe it was a Gamla pair. Maybe we should say to him, we're not going to kill the other person.
So,
you just say the Ezra Zaydis. Maybe they had a Gamla pair. What? Yes, so I don't think of Tanina will help kill the Heirik. Every Tanina. You only do it to be masculine, and you don't do it to kill somebody else. So both pshatim are shver. This is shver with Vod Kashan. That why do we say Tanina? And the Ramban is shver. The Ramban says that you're not believed. Why shouldn't they be believed to say they did something, even if it's unusual? There's a problem with both sheep. The Aruch Liner in Yevamis suggests a possible teretz in Tysus Shita. He says, "Enochi nami tanina, we do taina gamla pera, and we do save the lives of these witnesses." Aye, the Gemara says that there's zaynimin. So the answer is, the Gemara, we already spoke out in the beginning of the year that there are two dinim in Zayin. One, that we don't believe they're righteous, that we believe the second pair, not the first pair. And the second, that Zayin and get an Eidish. Right, there are two chidushim in the Torah. One is that we believe the second pair, and one is that we give Nisa to the first pair. We give an Eidish to the first pair. Rav Liner says, in our Gemara, when it says, I would have thought Nechesh Vagamla Pircha, Kamash Malan, Hariyelu Zaynanin, it only means the first din. There's Zaynanin and we don't believe them. There's Zaynanin and we don't believe them. But does it mean they get Nisa? No, Vitzilai Aida. So the second din, so the din of giving Zaynanin and Einish, we say Vitzilai Aida, we kind of for them that they had a Gamla Pircha. But for the first din, the Shiloh trusting them, for that, we don't tie them. It's probably too late on trusting them. For that, we say, how many other times is it? Now, we don't believe the first pair. Bahar Raya, stuff down from there. And this whole Gemara, all the other Gemaras in this staff, it says either who behind their rugim, or ain't their rugim. Uses the Lashon their rugim. Here it uses the Lashon, Elu Zaynamin, ain't Elu Zaynamin. Doesn't talk about killing the Zaynim. The whole Nidan here is whether to trust them. The Nidan is not whether to give them Isa. Give them Isa. It's your life. Oh no, so it's explaining Taisa Shiva. So Taisa says if they tie it, we do believe them. If they tie it, we believe them totally. Now that they didn't tie it, let's say Tanina. The answer is we do. We say Tanina to save their lives. For that part of it, we say Tanina. For the other part, we don't say Tanina. For the part to trust them, to trust the first pair of Aedis, accept their Aedis. We don't accept their Aedis. We're not going to tie it for them. They had a Gamla pair. What? Yeah, okay. I don't mean to say it's the same as the Beis HaLevi. here he's saying, you're asking that I say Shiata Chalazim in the first place. No, he said Shiata Chalazim. Somebody would have said that for Tanya, you were with us in a different city, that you could be mad at them. Possible to be mad at them, Yagi Mar. That's what you mean. Okay. Maybe there's another parish, a possible chat. Someone says Gamla Pircha. Maybe Gamla Pircha is, the odds are so against it, like a 1 in 100 possibility, that we really wouldn't believe someone to say Gamla Pircha. So like Hanina. But if someone says Gamla Pircha, we have a concept that Ein Adam Meyis Pana. What does he have, the chutzpah to say Gamla Pircha? If he has the chutzpah to say Gamla Pircha, we'll believe him. Because there's an umdana that nobody is going to say that, a Gamla Pircha. We'll walk into bed, we'll say that I saw the Aedis in Surah, and I get to Nardar, I had a racehorse. It's such a ridiculous taina that ain't other mayas. If he's going to be mayas to say it, maybe that's good for why Tysus holds we believe him. In other words, we trust him. Why? Because a person's not made to say a taina that's a 1 in 100 possibility. Maybe the ha'oza itself makes him believe. That's all I'm saying. If the ha'oza makes him be believed, then we wouldn't say tanina. Because cause a man he's not made, we have no reason to believe it. The ha'oza is too low. Someone who comes in and says it, since he was made to say it, maybe that's why. That's why he could tie it. Who's going to think about such a tie? Everyone will laugh at him. Who's going to think about such a tie? What? So Tyson says that we would believe. Let me explain Tyson. Just let's try to explain Tyson. Okay, I'll go on, and this is the Gemara of the super fast gumball and the good vision, and this is the tumul. The tumul is why the truth is, when you learn the Gemara question, it's a kasha. Is it possible? It's not possible. If it's possible, you should believe, you should tie it. If it's not possible, you shouldn't tie it. Okay, it's one last sugya here on the Amid. It's pretty long, but it's very short. It just takes a long time to say the words. But it's really a very simple Gemara. All right, let's see it inside together. It takes a lot of lines because of the way the words play out. So it's a very simple Gemara. Amar Rav. Bal Shnai Vamru Becha B'Shabbat Tahar Kleini Yisem Nefesh. Two witnesses say on Sunday, Reuven killed Shimon. Bal Shnai Vamru Imanu Yisem Becha B'Shabbat Tahar. Now, if they would have just stopped there, it would be an easy case. Imanu Yisem finished. Ella, but they keep on going. Betray B'Shabbat Tahar Kleini Yisem Nefesh. You killed him on Monday. Umayayay, Ella Fil Amru Erev Shabbat Tahar Kleini Yisem Nefesh. Neharagim, they didn't even get Nisa. To be in the Kamisadi, Gavra Mabrakatalam. This is the Gemara. Everything else is just to play it out. What is the Gemara? Gemara is saying, two witnesses say Reuven killed Shimon. It's true Reuven's a murderer. And it may even be true that he killed Shimon. But not on Sunday. On Sunday, Manu Yisim Bama complained. Reuven killed Shimon on Friday, Reuven killed Shimon on Monday. I might think. Big deal. On Sunday, on Monday, on Friday, what's the big difference? The Gemara says, no, they're Zainan. Their Aedis about Sunday is Aedim Zainan in, and they finish. They get Nisa. We have nothing to do with it. We can't today the Zainan get Nisa. Now, Reuven did kill Shimon on Monday, and Reuven's also going to get Nisa. But the Aedim Zainan didn't get Nisa. Even though they said Aedis about a murderer, who was really a murderer, and the story is true, they just had the day wrong. Afalpi Kain, they get Nisa. I think it's a chiddush. Why it's my kamash mulan because it's a tanina, but in svara it's certainly a chiddush. My kamash mulan. We'll get back to explaining it. Let's see the gemara. My kamash mulan tanina. So beferish mishnah lepichas nimsa echavim zaymim baes hu behein eragim v'shniyah petura. You have two kat kitei edim say Reuven killed Shimon. One of them is zaymim and one of them is telling the truth. The zaymim is still getting nisa. So it's a beferish mishnah. So the gemara says you're right. Seifa. The Chiddush is the Sefer. What's the Sefer? Bal Shnayim Ba'amru. Okay. The Chabbat Shabbat, the Nigmar Dinai Shal Plaini. that it was Nigbar Dinah in Beis Din Deis Chayav Nisan. Ubal Shayim Vamru B'chav B'Shabbat Dinah, he said, Mela B'Erev Shabbos Nigbar Dinah Shabbaini. Boy, that also Vamru B'Trey B'Shabbat Nigbar Dinah Shabbaini. Ein Emu Naharagim, Yibin Chamasit Yigavru Bar Katalam. This is also a thing. They came in, the Eidim come and they say, Beis Din Paschi Ruvim Chayav Nisan. The Pesach was on Sunday. If there really was a Pesach before the Haggadah say this, either on Friday or Monday, so then it's a Gavra Bar Katala. What does it mean, Gavra Bar Katala? It means the Gemara is saying once Beis Din Paschi is claiming his Chayav Nisa, he's a Gavra Bar Katala, he's a dead man. He looks alive, he seems alive, but in the eyes of Halacha, he's already a dead man. You know, if you kill him, you're Pata for Nisa. If Beis Din Paschi is someone's Chayav Nisa, someone else kills him, he's Pata. He killed the Bar Katala, he killed the dead man. But it has to be after the Gemara did. Okay, there are another seven lines. It's exactly word for word the same Gemara, just about Knas. Right, this Gemara, this whole big Gemara I just read, talks about two things. Misa and Knas. Let's talk about money. Misa and Knas, and it tells us the same exact thing about both. It tells us that witnesses who lie and say Reuven is either Chayav Misa or Chayav Knas because of something he did on Sunday, and the Amos is true, just it's not true about Sunday, it happened either Friday or Monday. So, being that there was no Gemara Din, the Zaynan and Gemurim, it's irrelevant if the person really did it anyway. And Fakir, in the case of Nigmar Dinai, they say Nigmar Dinai on Sunday, and it's true with Nigmar Dinai, but it happened either Friday or Monday. So then, the Pturim, that there was a Gavra Bar Katala, there was a Gavra Bar Knas, that they were saying, hey, this is about, then this whole Din of Kasha Zaman. That's the Kiddush of this Sugis HaGemara. I guess the moral of the story is that if you're a witness, you better get the day right. Even if all your facts are right, you're not sure about the day, you have no business going into Beis Din and guessing what day it was. If you don't know, you don't know. What you say in Beis Din, you better be accurate. You can say the correct thing, the right thing, but if you got the day wrong, you could be Chayav Nisa for that. Say that on the same string. The main concern in this Sugya is to explain the Chi of Nisa, the Chi of Knas, as opposed to a Chi of Mamish. This Gemara is saying a Chiddush. It's saying the Chiddush only about Nisa and Knas. It's not saying it about Mamish. Which means, now listen carefully, two Eidim come and they say that on Sunday Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. And so he tried to be Mechayev Reuven on $1,000. Now, Zaynanim come, and they're mazim them. They say it's true that Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, but it wasn't on Sunday. Sunday, Manoah Yisem B'ma complaining. He borrowed the money either on Friday or on Monday. What would be the difference in such a case? If it was Manoah. I'll be the din. What? You still owed it. What? The Zaynim or not Zaynim? They're not Zaynim. That's what the Gemara is saying. They're not Zaynim. Even though they lied. They really lied. They came into Beis Din. They said on Sunday, Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. That's not true. Get for what? But Knas's money also. Knas's money. Okay, so what's the difference? What? So therefore what? So therefore in the case of the Mamin, even though they lied, and they were caught lying, they're fucked because the thing they tried to do, the person really deserved.
You do it for that.
You make the guy pay. You make the guy pay that. You do it for that too. Today it's not going to ask and you pay. So then you can make the guy get the money back. You still give the money back. No. Then they pay careful. And it comes out, they don't align, you give the money back. Then what's by Misa? So Rashi here seems to say, what you're saying, Rashi seems to say that the reason Knas and Mamin and Misa are different is a rule might of a Knas Pater. And Rashi seems to say that might of a Fiyuve Misa Pater. I mean, if you walk into bed and you're Maida, you're Pater. So now the Zayman made more Machayev and Misa for nothing. They came and made him Machayev Misa. If it's not for the Edom, they could have come in and been Maida. Had they been Maida, might have been Misa Pater. That's Rashi Shita. Tysus, the second Tysus, goes to town, and he just says no such thing. All the Rishayim. Pesha Kutchis from Diyav, and Maida, and Maida, this is how I'm a Tino. And can call Chai, their niece's bed, and you find Maida, it's Melissa Rav, you hear this? You can kill somebody, and quickly run to bed, and be Maida, and you're off the hook. Maida, be Misa Pata.
Don't you give someone, I think it's called Taisha, that if you know someone kills somebody, so we do the whole process of, getting all things to a pit, and we give them barley and water,
that's an action that Bezin has. It's not a halacha. Bezin, if they see fit, even some of Chayim Malka's flags, they can do that. They can give a misa by giving
a
bomb.
It's not called a misa on the person.
So Tesis doesn't like Rashi's pshat, so Tesis has another pshat. What's Tesis' pshat? Tesis says, Shema la yavayu edim. Yavayu edim la yavayu edim zankayim. Vay chas lahar gaya ching medina, chenig medina, kbarbade barfiyuvu, hefar bo'edim, skabu dusam ahargim pata. The vayu is the easier pshat. Tesis, the vayu is very simple. By Nisa, he's just not chayav Nisa until the gemaydim. Who then kill Shemin? Is he chayav Nisa? No. There has to be a psak din to be mechayev nisa. And without a psak din, he's not chayev nisa. That would seem to be the simple chiluk between mam and nisa and knas. That nisa and knas, there is no chiyuv without a psak bez. Let's say bizman hazel, we have no batei din. So if you borrow money from someone, you owe him money? Yes. I have no bez. Doesn't matter. It's just a fact. If you borrow money from someone, you owe him. If you magic someone, you owe him. Now, if there are no batei dinim, and you steal someone's animal and you shecht it, you're not chayav down with the hay. The mitzias of a chiyav knas is the creation of a bez. Without a bez, then the chiyav knas doesn't exist. Same thing with misa. Reuven kills Shimon. If there's no batei dinim, Reuven's not chayav misa. Nobody has a right to go and kill Reuven. Reuven's b'chal Shabbos, is not as a. Give him a shrub. Am I to kill him? Not kill him. Misa, or Malkus, or Knas, are Maisei Bezdin. Without a Pesach Bezdin, it doesn't exist. Mamin exists Be'etzem. Mamin is a Hischaivus Be'etzem. You owe it, not because of Bati Dinim. If there be no Bati Dinim in the whole world, you still owe him the money. Now, push the chilek between Knas and Misa is opposed to Mamin. Yeah, but Shulman is asking what's going on to Rashi. Okay, it's a simple chat, but Shulman says that. So I'll explain to you later. But this will be the simple difference between Mamin. Everyone agree with it? I mean, everyone seems to be very calm today. No? Mamin is different than Misa and Knas. Very simple. Misa and Knas, without a Pesach Bez, it doesn't exist. Mamin exists, right? The Mamin is bad, son. And okay, good. Just come to that. The chiddush of Moshe. Mamin is be'etzem es chayvus. Even if it's a chiddush of the Torah, but you don't need a be'etzem to do it. Now that would be a very simple pshat. The problem is, Rabbi Akiva Eiger has this problem. The Tosfos Sechein L'Nikanas goes through a whole pshat as to why knas is different. Because Eidah might not come, not shchiyah, but ishchiyah. Karav Levada Shevayu Eidim is the first, it's not Karav Levada. Places Kezav Shas. So the Kiveiga, if you look in the bottom, the Gilyan Hashas, the first line, there's the second piece in the Gilyan Hashas. It says, Places Diramatha Vachay, Navalay, the first. Tamani, Lamay Hutchakul is there. What do you mean, Places? Vlaik of Shuta, why don't you say Pashit? The Bimamin, after Leka Eidim Klau, Elohu Ba'atma Yomer, Loiki, Elo Lavisi Ber of Shabbos, I Beis B'Shabbos, Makom Lakin Leka Dinazam, the Idu B'Bachiyuva. Dafta B'loi Eidim Loi Hoya Bez Nyechaylum L'chai Bay, even though Bez needs witnesses, Makom Lakin Hu Ba'atma Shidei Ha'emes, Bachiyuva, Mutlov L'Shalim. You know the truth, you owe some money, you have to pay, Tachiyya Ba'atma. Bashankin Biknas, the Lakushta de Milfa Einai Mayal Olav L'Shalim. Because much like he's all better than any Makhuyev cloud. A Knaat, you're not Makhuyev, this man has that. Every Chi of Knaat, you don't have to pay. Any Chi of Knaat, you mazit somebody, and they take you to Bezdin, so you don't have to pay Baishas. This man has that, you don't have to pay Baishas. Baishas are Knaat, you don't have to pay Baishas. It's a Knaat, so we don't make them not Makhuyev Knaat, without a Bezdin. So, now you don't pay Kaifel. There's no Chi of Kaifel. Because there's no Bezdin shall smooth him. Without a business of smoking, you can't be Mechayev Knosses. So they say nowadays you don't pay Kaif, you don't pay Dal Dehei, all these things don't apply. Because the Knoss is not a Chiyuv, it's not even Mati Shidei Shemayim that you have to pay Kaif. It's not a Chiyuv without Sat Bezdin. It's the same thing. If Reuven killed Shimon, Reuven killed Shimon, he's allowed to do Tshuva, and the first Baruch Hu forgives him. If he had a Tzrah, witnesses come to bed and they say, hey, this day it becomes before your mitzvah. Because man, all this didn't happen. So he has to do Tshuva. What's better for him? What's easier, to do Tshuva or get killed? For him, it's probably better to get killed. Because if he gets killed, he has a kapara. Otherwise, he has to do Tshuva. That's the reason to do Tshuva. Depending on who you killed, maybe. But the bottom line is, this is Rabbi Kivega's point. That this Gemara is talking about Misa and Knas. Misa and Knas is no Ischaivus without a Pesach Bezdin. Momin is Ischaivus to Etzem. So in the Mele, it's Pashut, the whole Sugya. It's simple. The Ischaivus Knas doesn't start until a Pesach Bezdin, because man, there's no Pesach Bezdin, there's no Kiyas. It's different, because why does places have to come on? What does places say? The Behi Shaita, the Misa, the Ganzo Bachiyubu, Afa Gabi, the Fashis Loi, Tibnenu Bachiyubu, the Chol Kama, the Loi Nigmar Dinai, the Mamin have a Karl Levadai she evaluate in the Eden. By Mamin, it's almost certain witnesses will come. Of Obeidus the Fashis, the Bina Drisha Bachakira, or Zbadi Amina, the Kaishin Medina, Le Abba Bachiyubu. But witnesses, it's not Karl Levadai. Who cares if it's Karl Levadai? That's who being Karl Levadai. Karl Levadai she evaluate him. And that Karav Levadai shall I evaluate him? This is where the key bag is Kasha. What? No, why are you saying because it's Karav Levadai witnesses will come? Why do you have to come on to that? Even if it's not Karav Levadai. What's the difference? But even if it's, let's say it's Vadi, nobody will come on this moment. So what? It's called Vadi, they won't come. They say he stole. He stole in the middle of the night. So, it's not sure if they should be with him. So. What? So you have to say, Karl Vadi, Shivai, like, why are you not doing it? Why? That's the thing. What you're saying now is a problem. Let's say because of that, witnesses will come. You're still not Chayav Misa.
Yeah, but that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing.
You said Aegis about a person who's not a Gavra Bar Katola, didn't you? Is he a Gavra Bar Katola?
Well, Shaitan Ilo is not a Gavra Bar Katola. If it's a Gavra Bar, it might still be for the Aegis.
Well, what's that for? What is this?
I didn't do anything to harm. Regardless of other reasons.
Well, you did harm him. You took a person who's not a Bar Katola and you made him a Bar Katola. It may have happened to him. It would have happened later to him anyway. Even though at the time it aided us not. Right, there is a Rabbi Chanan on this. Rabbi Chanan is a Chavit base in the Yud Gimel. I believe it's also in Bava Kamma, Eis Samach. It might be shorter there and easier there. It just wasn't in the shelf. So we'll learn the Rabbah Chanan tomorrow, and hopefully we'll finish to the next Mishnah, the Stachis case. We'll do tomorrow as well. Okay, we'll keep on chugging along.